This is On the Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The On the Radio News Update at 8. I'm Olive Thomas. Serious preparations are being concluded to welcome and orientate most of the newcomer representatives who were elected during the October 10th presidential and representative elections. The Director of Communications at the House of Representatives, Isaac Redd, told On the Radio the chief clerk is spearheading all the necessary formalities for the transitioning from the 53rd to the 54th legislature. Most of the new representatives, the president-elect and vice-president-elect, have already been certificated by the National Elections Commission. Isaac said most of the offices that were used by previous lawmakers who were not re-elected are being cleaned and refurbished for the incomers. He said presently the wing of the House of Representatives at the Capitol building is taking a new look. The UN Special Representative of the Secretary General to Liberia has praised Liberians for abiding by democratic principles in choosing their national leaders. Farid Zarif also praised Liberians for their peaceful participation in the electoral process and called on new administration to build on the gains made under the leadership of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. SRSG Zarif urged the new government to properly manage the country's abundant national resources to improve the lives of Liberians.
It doesn't make sense that Liberia is so rich, yet its people are so poor. That is the beginning of another vision. Let's bring the two together. That richness that the nature has endowed in Liberia, the beautiful climate, the plentiful of water, the plentiful of land, the able-bodied men, the treasures under the earth can all come together under solid, determined leadership in order to transform the life of the people of Liberia into one of the most prosperous, not only in the sub-region, but throughout the world.
The UN Special Representative of the Secretary General to Liberia, Farid Zarif. The Executive Director of the Community-Based Organization for Women and Children, Mondebo Harrell, says her group has launched an awareness campaign and community training aimed at creating awareness on access to justice and SGBV in Monrovia. The community training will take place in 5 communities in and around Monrovia. According to Mondebo, the organization, along with partners, is also working with men in these communities for the message to reach the larger society. As part of the campaign, the Women and Children Organization will also educate the communities on local and international protocols that protect women against violence and ensure that communities are knowledgeable of the court processes. The news is coming to you from On Mill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Nigeria is flying out thousands of its citizens from Libya who face gross abuses such as rape and slavery as they attempt to reach Europe through the war-torn North African nation. Large numbers of Nigerians have been trapped in Libya where they were trying to cross to Italy by sea, but were stopped by local armed factions and the Libyan Coast Guard. Nigerian officials on a fact-finding mission to Libya expressed shock at what they saw and heard from victims. Nigeria's Foreign Minister, Godfrey Oyama, said they talk about various abuse, systematic, endemic, and exploitation of all kinds. And there are fears of an environmental disaster in East China Sea as a tanker continues to leak oil 2 days after colliding with a cargo ship. Chinese officials have told state media the vessel is in danger of exploding and sinking. The Transportation Ministry has said rescuers attempting to reach the site were being beaten back by toxic clouds. The crew, 30 Iranians and 2 Bangladeshi, remain missing despite international rescue efforts. That's the Omni Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, you can log on to www.onmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/onmil2003 or twitter/onmilnews. I'm Oliver Thomas. Good morning.